Thank you, Paul.
Now, we've talked about this wonderful, wonderful fruit before, but this is something has come up. It's the largest planned clinical trial in the world for the study of miracle fruit with patients on chemotherapy. You must be extremely happy about this.
I'm over the moon. This is fantastic news.
Well, tell us all about it.
Okay, we were contacted about a year and a half ago by the medical director of the Olivia Newton-John Foundation in Melbourne. And he was very keen to support the project, given that we'd sent him a lot of papers and things regarding what we believed it could do to help people on chemotherapy and the bad taste they were getting. It took a year, but what they had done is actually go to the Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre, who are the people who actually fund trials in Victoria for cancer. And they've now funded a large amount of money to do a clinical trial, which, given previous ones in America, which were done by the Mount Sinai Hospital in Florida, I think they had 17 people. But given in this case, they're going to be able to use the freeze-dried fruit, where previously they just used fresh fruit, which deteriorates very quickly, they're able to do a huge trial. And this, the ramifications of this will go internationally, and it'll open up for all over the world to be able to have a standard where they can see it has done something and recommend it to people internationally.
This is incredible that this has happened, because often with the medical world, you know, it's kind of, oh dear, you know, it's natural, it's all of that, and they have this association with drug companies, and we know that. We know that the drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, pay huge amounts to medical people, even sending, I have known of times of sending them on holidays and looking after them and all of that, because they prescribe all that artificially produced drugs. This is a natural berry that helps people with chemotherapy, their taste and all of that. Has there had to be a huge wall broken down here for you to break through with a clinical test like this?
I think going to oncologists initially was difficult, because unless they come up with the idea, it's very hard for them to back something that, you know, you wonder where the glory will go. But having the call from the medical director of a whole hospital, which is Olivia Newton-John and Austin Health, they run the whole lot of them.
Yes, Olivia Newton-John, she's into that natural thing as well.
Certainly. And I think by having them contact us, by the medical director, we're not having to deal with an oncologist who has issues as to his time and other things that might make it difficult for him to get involved.
Why did this come about, do you think? Was it something to do with that SBS program that I mentioned on The Breakfast Show, and of course played a little bit of the audio from that show? Was that a part of this breakthrough?
Not really, because this was commenced last April of last year, and it came about through, certainly as we say, we did send a lot of the papers and things we had on the smaller trials in the US and a couple of small trials in Australia, which is just basically highlighting the taste issues, which were those trials were about. But from a radio interview we did on ABC Far North, as I say, the medical director was driving home from work one evening, and he heard this interview which we'd done on Far North had gone viral and ended up in Melbourne, and he contacted us by email that evening. And basically said, I'm in a position to help you. Whatever I can do, I will help.
Oh, talk about the universe! Talk about the universe just getting things aligned up beautifully. But imagine just him listening to that, right? Could have caused all of this, or did cause all of this, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And once you explain to people, and for those people, I mean, I've explained it before the interview about what the fruit is about. But in your own words, how marvelous, how wonderful is this fruit?
It's transforming lives. It's people who stop eating because the taste becomes so bad from the platinum drugs within the chemo that they've got. It basically allows them to eat again, maintain nutrition, and go on to hopefully remission. But the quality of life changes. The depression from not eating. Like a friend of mine who was Italian, Richard, he passed away, but his final months where eating was such a special part of his life, being an Italian guy, were fulfilled. So he was able to eat with the family, eat with his kids. All the things that were so positive to him, he was able to hold on to.
Oh, I don't know. Now, how far do you take this? I mean, what is the future? They do the clinical trials. What comes after that?
Well, the most amazing thing with the trials is that the funding has been actually awarded to the nurses, which has never been done in this country before. So this allows them, obviously they're going to have the oncologists advising them, and there's a guy doing his PhD on this, the whole thing from this project, but it allows the nurses to then proceed to apply for further funding for other ideas they have. And it's going to open up a whole new world for the nursing fraternity in Australia.
All right, talking about opening up a whole new world, take us forward. Say that the trials go and they all go well as we expect them to do. Paint a picture of maybe 10 years from now. What do you hope to see?
Well, I would expect it would be given freely in all the hospitals in Australia and probably internationally. It's, you know, we've got issues with the EU. With the EU, anything that was not used within the 10 years of them commencing is not recognised. So miracle fruit wasn't used in that period. But by having clinical trials of this size, will maybe open up the whole European market to actually able to help people. But in Australia, certainly we'd expect hospitals to have them, their pharmacists to have them, doctors could recommend it, the care that people get.
So you could see chemist shops just having it without prescription, people to be able to buy them like that?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, and doctors would recommend it.
Isn't that great?
It's fantastic, given it's a fruit.
Exactly. And what about the future for you guys? How do you see you two, you and your lovely lady, in the future with this? Where do you end up? Are you always going to be here, or are we going to see you move?
It's hard to say. The difficulty is in the tropics. It can, with a lot of the rain, we get split berries. And another problem we have is the logistics of getting fresh fruit around Australia to people. It can take days. And given these fruit, the glycoprotein only lasts a couple of days. The effect only lasts, you know, a short time. If we were to send fruit around internationally or around Australia, it just wouldn't happen. It's got to be done at this point of time as a freeze-dried product, which is fine. But, you know, some people love fresh, don't they? So I think, you know, maybe we'll have to move farm down further south where we have the logistics to work, like closer to Brisbane. But at this point, all we're trying to do is get our trees up to a number where we can actually start producing. Because currently we actually are bringing in the freeze-dried miracle fruit tablets from America. But these are the same ones that are used in the Miami Cancer Institute, and they're 10 hospitals plus Mount Sinai. So it's recognised over there. So what we're passing on to people is the real stuff. It's great. It's working. Mm.
We're always just a little bit behind the States, aren't we?
Yes.
In everything.
Yes.
Well, it just takes us a little bit longer to wake up to how wonderful things are. All right, well, finally, congratulations on this. You guys must be so happy this is happening right now.
We're getting so many positive reports from people, and this will only grow. So we're very excited.
Mm. And think how many lives can be changed and made better, and quality of life. I mean, it must feel good in your heart to be able to do that.
It is. Look, there's 430,000 people in Australia who have some form of taste sensory issue through their drugs that they have, and, you know, with regarding chemo. And I understand there are 430,000 people in Australia with cancer, and around 85-86% of those people suffer some chemosensory issue, which is a chemical senses issue, which usually responds to their taste as far as being metallic or a cardboard bland taste. So if we can help even 10% of, you know, 380,000 people, what a great thing to do for the country.
It is. If people want to find out more, is there a website? Is there somewhere, what should they Google, website, to find out more about this wonderful, wonderful fruit?
Sure. Our website is rubyberry.net.au.
Beautiful. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.